Handling dimensionality. In designing dimensions, there are various techniques to choose from. One is the start and end date approaches, shown in Table 3.5. This helps keep track of the current price by marking the start and end dates for each price change. Another option is to use a product dimension for current prices and a separate history table for past prices. This allows for easy access to both current and historical information. A third approach involves using an indicator flag to mark the current price. This involves adding a column to the table, as seen in Table 3.6, and simplifies retrieving the current price, as it only requires looking for the row with the flag marked as Y.